Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Given the decline in the number of letters that we are sending each other on post, urgently needs to earn more money from parcels and packages. And parcels were up 27% or to 73 million items last year, according to the latest sustainability report. The logistics giant said that it now ranks fourth in the IPC Sustainability Index, thanks to removing all its diesel vans and replacing them with EVs, as well as using 99% renewable energy in all its buildings nationwide. But change in the form of major competition from Amazon could upend that business model. Owen Keogh is the head of sustainability with Unpost and is sitting in front of me. Good morning, Owen.
Good morning, Joe.
So, good growth in parcel deliveries. Not easy if you're also trying to cut emissions.
Yeah, and additional to what you mentioned already, even this year, parcels are up 40% compared to last year. So, yeah, parcels are growing immensely for us. But we're able to do that in a way where we can reduce emissions at the same time. And we've proven that over the last number of years. So like you said, some of the main things for us are, you know, our EV fleet. Transport's a big thing for us. But we've been able to increase capacity of our fleet to deal with those additional parcels while switching to EV. So, for example, swapping this year, we have 570-odd new EVs coming onto our fleet. But they're replacing older, smaller EVs, so we're increasing the capacity as we swap out new vehicles.
And does the charging infrastructure work, unlike Dublin Bus?
It does indeed, yeah. We've Ireland's largest private charging network across the country, so we've installed over 2,000 EV chargers across all of our local delivery service units, or DSUs we call them, which are our local sorting centres all over the country. So we have vans that operate out of those buildings that are charged on site with our own EV chargers.
And your big trucks, the really big vehicles, they use hydro-treated vegetable oil.
Yeah, so we've a fleet of about 200 Arctics and rigid lorries that operate out of our main parcel hubs. And essentially their role is to bring the letters and parcels to all those local units overnight so that they're ready for delivery in the morning. Mm. Those larger vehicles, yes, run on HVO. 95% of the volume is HVO.
Which slashes the emissions.
It does, yeah.
You guys must love Vinted and eBay with all the kind of buying and selling and of second-hand clothes and pre-loved, I think they call them, stuff. That's brilliant for you guys, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, we've seen an explosion in, I suppose, the circular economy side of things last year between Vinted, which has been a huge over last year, and a huge explosion in the volume we've been handling through Vinted. But also on top of that, we launched a program with Oxfam called Oxfam Postback,
where
you can donate your clothes to Oxfam back through the Unpost network. So we saw an explosion in that as well.
You provide the bags for people to put their clothes into, is it?
Yeah, exactly. So you can go onto the Oxfam website and essentially order a donation bag that will be delivered to your home the next day or the day after. And then you fill it with clothes you want to donate and book a slot with us, and we'll return it back to Oxfam through our network.
Okay. The build-up of major e-commerce infrastructure, what would that entail? Because you're talking about kind of developing something huge on the e-commerce infrastructure side of things. I presume that's already just building on what you've already got with Vinted and eBay and Amazon and et cetera.
Yeah, I mean, if we're thinking of the future and looking at the volume growth of parcels, we need to think about, you know, preparing you know, our infrastructure for the future, whether that's EV rollout, or our middle mile fleet, or even just the large processing centres that deal with the volume. So we're looking at plans around, you know, how do we cope with that capacity going forward into the future.
Such as that. Give us a hint. What does that mean?
Yeah, well, even looking at one single processing site, we've talked about it previously, where we'd look at, we've three main parcel hubs where we essentially process all the mail and parcel that comes into us.
Dublin, and Athlone.
It'd be ideally looking at it around the Dublin area in one big site where we can process nearly everything for the country on one site and distribute from there. That would be a lot more efficient in dealing with the additional growth in e-commerce going forward for us, definitely.
This isn't a sustainability issue, but the Danes are getting rid of delivering letters altogether. Is that something that Unpost would think of?
Yeah, they have done that. I don't think that's on the agenda for us in the near future, to be honest, Joe. We have seen a decline in mail, but we do see, I suppose, an importance of letters and mail to people within Ireland in communicating with each other. I mean, last year alone, for example, we had the postcards to the Vatican on the back of the Pope's death. So we have a huge amount of people.
People were sending postcards to the Vatican.
Absolutely, for free through the Unpost network. So, you know, we have a huge amount of people who still communicate with letters. So
But that number is dwindling rapidly.
It is declining, yeah, absolutely. Right.
So would that be a decision for your government or for you guys if you decide to stop delivering letters?
It would be a decision that would have to be jointly made. It wouldn't be ourselves.
Now, I mentioned Amazon. They've launched a new kind of end-to-end service, which is going to compete directly with the likes of DHL and UPS and FedEx and all that kind of guys. You deliver a lot of stuff for Amazon. Mm-hmm. Is that not going to impact you guys?
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, we deliver a lot of, we're a partner with Amazon for all of the routes that they don't necessarily have a network like ours. I mean, the reason we have that partnership is that we have that network all over the country with the delivery service units that I mentioned, you know, all over parts of rural Ireland. So we can provide that service to Amazon without them having to build out that infrastructure themselves. So, I mean, we have that partnership. I can't see it going anywhere in the short term anyway.
Okay, but it could shake up the freight business for the likes of DHL and UPS. Let's see how it plays out for you guys. Thanks so much for coming in, Owen. That is Owen Keogh, the head of sustainability with OnPost.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.